Good morning, Celebration family. We continue our reading in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, as Jesus is addressing his disciples and what many have labeled as a farewell address. It's his last time to be able to speak with them as they will be making their journey to Gethsemane, and then with the betrayal, the arrest, and then what comes after that with the crucifixion. And then, yes, the resurrection. So we're going to pick up back in John 15, verse 18, on this Tuesday, November the 14th. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. We have seen hate. Hate in action. Hate in action with a horrible attack of Hamas on innocent Israelis at a music festival, and then those also living at a nearby kibbutz. We were stunned, in shock. How can human beings act this way toward other human beings? Hate, an emotion that surpasses resentment and anger. When it is left alone to simmer and it eventually boils over, lashing out both verbally and physically toward others of God's creation to destroy them. Seeing them as objects to be removed rather than humans, men, women, boys, and girls, created just like I am, just like you are, created just like we are in the image of God. As Jesus prepared to walk straight into the hate-filled mob that would march him to the cross and jeer at him as he breathed his last breath, he warned his disciples that they too would experience such a fate if they continued to follow after him, if they lived as he lived, if they loved as he loved. As we take steps in a hate-filled world, he assures us that we do not walk alone. We are not just on our own. He has given us the Helper, the Spirit of truth, who walks with us. Hear these words from Jesus again as he speaks to those with him on that journey towards Gethsemane, but words spoken also to us. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Well, Lord, as we go about this day, so often we're driven to want to be liked by others and want to maintain the peace. And yet you're very direct in your word that you tell us if we follow you, that we're going to experience hard times, we're going to experience opposition, persecution. We're going to see the hate in the world that was directed towards you will be directed toward us. And so I pray you prepare us, Lord, as we move into this day. Assure us once again that the Helper, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth goes with us to guide us and also to be our source of strength. And help us to be devoted to following you in word, in deed, and even if it means experiencing persecution, opposition, the hate being spewed at us. I pray, God, that we'll be found faithful. Faithful as you were. Guide us in our steps. In Christ's name, amen.